welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. Still hanging out with Tyler Fudge. Or again, I think we'll release these sporadically, so these will pop up all over the place. But I'm back with Tyler Fudge.
Yeah, I'm here again, guys. Are you glad to hear me again? Three times this week, maybe? Four times? Maybe five? Who knows how many times you've heard me this week, man?
Yeah. Well, I think we're all lucky for it. This episode, we will be watching Rey Mysterio, Psychosis from 1995 in ECW. This should be good stuff. You can watch along with us by clicking the link in the description, or you can find it on YouTube. It's on the WWE YouTube page, so you can't beat that. 17 minutes, 55 seconds, and I think we're ready to go. So we'll count her down, and you can watch along. 3, 2, 1, play.
Right. Immediately, Psychosis is in the ring with his belt.
Belts.
What belts are these, I wonder? They look like Mexican belts for sure.
Well, because they're small, yeah.
They
don't have, like, fucking WWE's current belts, like, take up half a dude's fucking body.
Well, like, even the IWGP heavyweight title is fucking humongous.
Yeah. Bigger's not always better, dude.
Nope. But I will say that his titles do look like toys.
Yeah. Well, fucking Psychosis, man. He's always one of my favorites. Like, look at that getup. I mean, you couldn't.
It is a great getup.
You couldn't make it more ridiculous looking.
Now, was it always a wig?
A wig?
Yeah.
No, I think that's his fucking hair, man.
Okay, fair enough. It's just very different from his hair from later in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His hair did not have that much body later on in life.
Well, they probably put shit on it. Oh, even fucking Ray moonsaulted in the ring. He didn't give a shit.
That's why his knees are so fucked today.
Yeah. Some of the ECW faithfuls there. You got the sign guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got the hippie dude, the glasses. He's in everything.
He looks like the dude from Faith No More. Guitar player. The guy on the far left wearing Zubas there. See him?
Oh, mullet, yeah.
Mullets and Zubas in the fucking...
Funny. I don't know. You can tell. You look at this crowd, you know era it is.
Yeah, dude. Fucking awesome. How cool would it have been to be able to go and watch ECW at that fucking bingo hall?
Oh, I really... You know, I mean, I would love to have done it as a kid, but I know nowadays I would take one step in there and say, get me the fuck out. Get me the fuck out of here.
It smells like fucking piss in here. This is bullshit.
Yeah. And it's like 125 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to stand or sit somewhere where I just sweat sitting. Fuck that. I'm done. You know? I don't need that shit in my life.
Super lean fucking Rey Mysterio here.
Oh, yeah.
When he looks like fucking Bruce Lee into the fucking dragon.
Well, he looks a 12-year-old.
Oh, all the way out. Holy fuck, man.
See, that's how you do that.
Yeah. This match is crazy from go, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no let up in this match. Look at that big ass guy. He is huge.
Big motherfucker, dude.
Oh, man. Like, Ray could hit him right now and won't even.
Oh, back
out.
Over again. Holy shit.
Just Psychosis just taking a shit kicking on that guardrail.
Yeah, he's going to be dirty as fuck.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Not gonna be able to
I question those. Every wrestler that wears white in every decision they make coming up to this.
Well, it works if you're going to fucking bleed all over it.
I suppose. Look at Rey Mysterio with the glasses.
I don't know. I guess that's a good question about the hair, man. I feel like... I guess I felt like it was his hair back in the day.
Well, yeah, and I did too. But like, when he took the mask off the first time, the hair stayed with it.
Yeah, maybe it was his hair here, like when he was younger, but as he got older, he's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of up... Whoa.
It's the first fall.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, explain this to me again, Jim.
I should have clarified. This is best 2 out of 3 falls, Mexican style.
Okay. You notice how Rey Mysterio is wearing a Batman-esque costume tonight?
A little bit.
It's kind of bad. Yeah, like the symbol looks very... Oh, look, he's high-fiving the crowd.
They're super close on that side.
It is a Batman symbol.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's got the question mark in there, too, like the Riddler question mark.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he ate shit on that.
He really did.
But it just shows, like, how small Ray is. Because, like, Psychosis isn't a big guy, but he looks fucking huge compared to Ray.
Oh, he does. He does. And when you know what? You take Ray and you put him against those ropes, and you just know what most guys look like against those ropes.
God, this is so good.
It is. And, oh. No, like, you can tell nobody got hurt on that, but it's so fucking perfect.
Oh, another one.
Look at that. Another. Well, if Psychosis didn't land on the guardrail, that would have been better, but. For him, at least.
It doesn't... fucking. Ooh! Someone tried to Kalisto that motherfucker with a bottle.
Yeah, but this one was empty. Oh, and probably that special kid ringside.
You should go right to blaming him.
Yeah, man. You know it's probably the guy with no social cues. That just makes fucking sense. I think I'm well within my rights to judge.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Look at that fucking homeboy there with the dreads.
Fuck yeah, man. There's a fucking fun bunch of people right here. Going for the handshake.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work.
Ooh, oh, then the Neil handshake.
Taking a knee. Oh, no, fuck the knee. Oh, Rey Mysterio being the heel, eh? Rey Mysterio getting what he deserves, really, if you think about it.
You know, the thing that's funny is if an old-timer watching this at this time, they'd be like, these fucking guys, they're going to be, you know, in wheelchairs by the time. Both of them still wrestle, by the way.
Yeah.
At a pretty high level.
At a high level, too.
Like Rey Mysterio still looks fucking good. Still has good matches.
Yep. You can say, psychology-wise, better matches than he's ever been having.
Like, his shit he did in Lucha was fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh. He's going to be the best to work with ever, right?
Oh, you can do whatever you want to him.
It's like, he's so small that even if you're a small guy, you can just pick him up, carry him around like nothing.
Well, like, Jim, when I was a kid, my first Rey Mysterio action figure I ever had came in a pack as an accessory for Big Show. Big Show was about 7 inches tall. Rey Mysterio was 2.5.
That's awesome. Not even to scale.
No, and he had a really elongated neck, so Big Show's hand could fit precisely on his neck.
It's weird.
I know. I used that Rey Mysterio like it was going to style, man. You couldn't find a Rey Mysterio action figure back then?
Not in Canada.
No, fuck no, man.
Oh, motherfucker of a power.
That was a laid that shit in.
I like that, too. That's an older Psychosis thing. I mean, a lot of people have done it, but they would leave a powerbomb. They go down with it, too, and, like, onto their stomach on the mat.
Yeah. That's have you noticed the lights going out?
Yeah, well. It's fucking... Paulie probably got some cheap-ass lights. Actually, it looks like they just have the lights that are in there. I don't know if they have any set up in the crowd or what.
Maybe not, but you'll see the lights dim and the crowd then starts looking around.
Oh, God. Imagine if it went, like, completely fuck. All of a sudden, all the power goes out, and it's dark. It's black in there.
Isn't that what happened to, like, Barely Legal? As soon as it ended, the generator blew or something?
Yeah.
Oh, they're throwing coins at him.
Jesus Christ, you fucking savages.
I know. That's a lot. Like, but you know what's really weird, Jim? Is there's only one place in the world where it's publicly acceptable to throw coins at somebody. And that's at a strip club in Canada.
Yeah, you throw them down the fucking poster and shit.
Yeah, so like, I had one where she put a cup under her vagina and it spread with her legs apart, and you had to throw the loony off of her lips and into the cup.
Convenient place table.
Yeah, it was a convenient place cup, too.
And if you get it in the cup, well, you get a poster or something.
Yeah, you got a poster, yeah. I just thought it was like, you're telling me that I'm allowed to throw this at her pussy.
Ooh.
And I was just like, man, damn.
That's good shit. I think I go for that finish. I don't know what his finish was called. But he had a very, like, hung out front flip off the top. That always looked pretty fucking cool.
Are we talking about...
Psychosis.
Okay.
I don't know what it was called. There's a lot of long-haired Fucking grimy looking dudes out there in this crowd.
There is.
Oh, right up on the shoulders.
Picture perfect.
I mean, they just doing everything here. Another tombstone for you.
Yeah, he's going to kick
out.
Oh,
and the fucking Undertaker pin.
Yeah, with the balls on the chin and everything.
Yeah.
Second fall goes to psychosis.
Of course. You go. Right into the third fall.
I had no problem with that tombstone.
Oh, I thought we were going to have to like watch some shitty WWE commercial. Did you have that fear too? Greatest Royal Rumble.
This Friday at noon Pacific.
From the fuck bitches, make them wear tents on their fucking heads arena.
Holy fuck. Brought to you by Kitchen Chains.
Kitchen Chains. Fuck yeah. Some kind of a spousal stone brand. You gotta stone your wife.
Is that Pet Rock? You know, like nobody can, like nobody will buy yourself a Pet Rock no more, right? But in the 70s, you would. That's how they changed it. All those Pet Rocks then got sent to Saudi Arabia as the wife stoners.
Just fucking googly eyed, fucking rocks, furry rocks hitting you. Oh,
Jesus Christ!
He's dead.
Yeah.
Fucking head directly into the guardrail. That wasn't what they were expecting.
No, that was not supposed to happen. Feel like somebody's knocking somewhere?
Just fucking throws him in the crowd. Doesn't give a fuck. He's gonna jump out there. Oh, shit. Whoa! Ooh.
See, that was supposed to be a senton, but that ended up being a shoulder tackle.
I don't know what that was supposed to be. That was fucking crazy.
It was. Look how dirty psychosis is.
Well, you can see it on him, so Ray's equally dirty. It's just on his fucking back.
Yeah.
Dude, that's filth out there.
Look at Ray.
Yeah.
Crawl under the fucking... That's ingenuity, buddy.
That's fucking awesome, dude. But yeah, look how filthy that floor is. It's fucking disgusting.
It is.
Yeah, that probably isn't his hair, man. I couldn't
imagine how dirty that hair would be right now.
I've had long hair multiple times in my life, and it's just like a pain in the ass just to deal with, period. Much less rolling in garbage and shit.
I'd be pretty protective over it if I was...
Fucking landing doing fun flips into Mark's piss and shit. Oh, whoa. That was badass.
That was. And, like, perfect. You know what I mean? Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking... This is good shit, man.
Yeah. Whoa. See, that feels a little heated. Like, there's a story behind what happened there.
It almost does, right? They get pissed off?
Yeah, that's... somebody got pissed off somewhere.
Maybe not, though.
And not, yeah,
or you're being fucking... Or they're just doing a really good job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is fucking craziness, though.
Oh, makes you cringe to see that these days, though, eh?
Eh, the throw isn't as bad.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, a guillotine. Oh, buddy. Probably the safest chair spot you can do.
Yeah, but it looks awesome.
It does.
Looks like these fucking dudes have their own coolers just sitting there. That's a cooler.
Hey, if you were there, I think you probably need it.
I saw the one dude carrying, like, a big camping thing of fucking water. Look at that little kid dressed up like a Dudley. Did you see him?
No, I didn't, actually. I had a fly pitch on my leg, and I twitched.
There's, like, and a little kid who had the glasses and everything, tie-dyed shirt.
Oh, that kid's living the dream. Can you imagine being that kid going to ECW? Oh!
Wow.
Oh, that was almost a Tony elimination! fucking hell. Rey Mysterio has killed himself.
That was fucking awesome.
It was.
Yeah, this is a very good match. This is definitely.
It's very worth it. Look at all those turns. That was some kind of leg scissors. That's for sure. Oh, look at that.
Fucking nuts.
Oh.
And you got to think, 1995, man. Like, what was like WWE in 1995?
Oh, man, we had Papa Shango.
Yeah, right? The Dumpster Drossy or fucking...
Man Mountain Rock.
Oh, my God.
That garbage. That's what we had.
Oh, and what's his name? What was that? Buffalo motherfucker. Mantar. Was that 95?
It could have been. Very well. Could very well have been. We had Al Montoya.
Yeah. So that's what was going on over there. Meanwhile,
in ECW, you had Sandman.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh, this is going to be something right here. Psychosis up to the top. Oh, that. Holy shit! Look how wet floor is, dude. That whole floor is fucking soaking wet, isn't it?
It looks very damp, and I'm sure it's got to do with beer, piss, spit, sweat, and it's just so hot that everything just stews. Yeah.
One time we played a fucking show at my old fucking band in a place where it was in the middle of winter, but it was so hot in there that it was like raining inside. And like all of our chrome shit, like all the hardware on the drummer stuff had surface rust the next day. It was... I sweated. Everything was completely fucked. Oh, the lights are going out.
Yeah. Oh, power bomb, guys! Go to the finish, guys! Come on, we're going to lose power.
Ooh, the chair shot. Here we go. Is he going to try to do that? Fucking.
I've never understood this. This hurts everybody.
Ooh. Oh. Didn't hurt Psychosis.
No, that barely hurt Ray that time.
Oh. Damn! There it is.
That's the end.
Psychosis picks up the win.
Dirty as fuck.
Really good fucking match.
Yep. Yeah, I bet he'll never wear those costumes to ECW ever again.
Yeah, no shit. I'm going to wear black next time. Fuck this.
Yeah. Well, he would eventually just switch to all black.
Yeah.
For probably that purpose and that purpose alone.
I think we've gotten to the bottom of it.
I think we have.
Some replays here.
Yeah, that's a very revealing thong that Psychosis wears, eh?
Yeah, man.
Looks like he stuffs himself.
Like some gladiator shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking
good. Have you seen the Photoshop of Triple H as God of War? The Kratos from God of War?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's beautiful stuff.
I think Ciampa looks more like him, but...
I agree.
Well, that's going to do it here for another episode of Ringside with Jim. Thank you for listening. And follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. We'll see you again in the future. Ringside. I can't even do it without laughing. Leave that in.
Ringside.